They in turn were vanquished by the followers of the great desert god Ashur, who called themselves Assyrians, and who made the city of Nineveh the center of a vast and terrible empire which conquered all of Western Asia and Egypt, and gathered taxes from countless subject races until the end of the 7th century, before the birth of Christ, when the Chaldeans, also a Semitic tribe, re-established Babylon, and made that city the most important capital of that day. Nebuchadnezzar, the best known of their kings, encouraged the study of science, and our modern knowledge of astronomy and mathematics is all based upon certain first principles which were discovered by the Chaldeans. In the year 538 BC, a crude tribe of Persian shepherds invaded this old land and overthrew the empire of the Chaldeans. 200 years later, they in turn were overthrown by Alexander the Great, who turned the fertile valley, the old melting pot of so many Semitic races, into a Greek province. Next came the Romans, and after the Romans the Turks, and Mesopotamia, the second center of the world's civilization, became a vast wilderness, where huge mounds of earth told a story of ancient glory.